So pleased to have with us now Brandon Whedon, quarterback for Oklahoma State, of course, quarterbacking the South team here in the Senior Bowl. Brandon, welcome to the show.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Brandon, yours is really a great story. 28 years old, which makes you obviously much older than the typical player in this game, the typical draft prospect. But at the same time, it puts you in the category of someone who has the experience factor, who has a lot of those elements of growth that other players don't have. Do you see that as an advantage where, you know, a lot of people might instantly say, hey, we want a rookie to be the classic 21, 22-year-old guy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a huge advantage for me. I think, you know, my age, my maturity, what I've experienced in professional baseball is like, again, I kind of know what to expect. So I think it's a huge advantage. I don't think there's really any negatives other than I can't play for 20 years about my situation. Like I said, I'm extremely excited about it. It'll all work out. I mean, you know, I'm answering a lot of questions about it right now, but I'm a firm believer it'll all work out.
And you started off, as you mentioned, a pitcher playing professional baseball, second-round pick of the 2002 Major League draft by the Yankees, and you were their first selection. So in your mind, baseball was always first. How did football fit in your mental dynamic as you were, you know, getting closer to age of either choosing one over the other?
Well, I mean, in high school, I mean, that was, you know, baseball was kind of, I knew I was going to be a professional pitcher. I was going to play collegially. And, you know, I signed to play baseball originally at Oklahoma State. And I was going to be a dual sport guy. I was going to play football as well. So, you know, I think it was one of those deals that whenever I got drafted in June of 2002, the opportunity was just way too good. I mean, mm-hmm. I'd have been crazy not to take it. And, you know, as far as the money, still had, you know, the Yankees paid for my school. So when I came back to school, the Yankees actually came back and were able to pay for my school. So, I mean, you know, as a 3-4-year-old, I mean, baseball was my deal. But as I got older, you know, football became a huge passion and kind of carried on to where I am today.
And what was it that eventually, from a baseball standpoint, that led you back to football? I mean, I know obviously if it worked out, you're pitching in the majors and all is good. But what's sort of like that turning point, that defining part of your baseball career that steered it back to football for you?
In my last season in 06, I played in High Desert in California, and extremely hitter friendly ballpark, and gave up some broken bat homers. It just didn't go my way. Okay. I couldn't get anybody out. I was just kind of scuffling, and yeah. You know, and I feel as a player, you know, I gave myself 4 to 5 years, and if it didn't work out, I knew I wanted to go back and play college football. So I'd hit my fifth year, and it was a pretty easy decision. You know, with the way my career was going, I wasn't really progressing to see a chance of playing the big leagues. I was kind of realistic about that, and, you know, I think it just you know, knew that this is where I wanted to be. I wanted to play college football, and I wanted to have a chance to play for a long, long time.
The translation of the muscle memory and the mechanics of being a baseball pitcher versus a quarterback, what is that transition like? And just talk about the, you know, the way you've had to maybe recondition yourself from baseball back to football, and how difficult a process was that?
For me, actually, it was very easy. I coached quarterbacks at my high school for 2 years during my off seasons and stuff. My brother was a quarterback, so I went back and helped out there. So I was throwing 7-on-7 with those guys. I was throwing the football all the time. Even when I wasn't coaching, that was kind of my regiment to lead up to getting on the mound, was throwing the football, keep my arm in shape and stuff like that. So to come back and throwing the football was simple. It was easy. And that was the last thing I was worried about. I knew I could throw it still, but I think it was just the speed of the game. So the first year on the scout team was huge for me, to go up against our defense every day and kind of get a feel for the speed of the game.
If you had to – when was the last time you picked up a baseball and threw it as a pitcher in anger?
Oh, God. 2006.
Okay. Yeah. So if you were to do that now, how hard would that be?
It'd be tough. You know, if I threw it, I probably wouldn't be able to play. You know, I wouldn't be able to practice today. I mean, but throwing a baseball is just a different motion, and you know, it puts a lot of stress on your shoulders, especially if you haven't been doing it. And,
sure.
You know, so it's something I probably wouldn't even risk.
So there'd be a lot of pain and whatever. I mean, your shoulder would take the brunt of it. Did you have issues with that while you were pitching? I mean, in
not,
terms of
not too much. I mean, just your normal tendonitis and stuff like that. I mean, no surgeries or nothing like that. It was just a deal where, you know, you pitch, you throw 150 innings in a year. I mean, your arm's going to be tired, it's going to be sore and stuff like that. So, but knock on wood, fortunately, these last 5 years I haven't had any soreness at all, and I've been, you know, pain-free for 5 years.
Now, as a quarterback and as a collegiate player at your age, where you're surrounded by guys, again, who are seven or at least maybe or 6-7 years younger than you. Is there any, you know, just from a cultural standpoint, is there any are there any challenges there? Do you feel like it's a good fit? Are you more of a loner because of your age or what? How does that work out?
No, not at all. I mean, it's easy for me. I mean, I get along well with everybody. You know, I think, you know, one, I don't rag my age. You know, I'm fun to be here. I mean, I'm a pretty easygoing guy that's, yeah, you know, pretty easy to get along with. So, no, I don't sit in the corner and I'm not the outcast. I always have a good time with everybody. And, you know, that's just my personality. I'm pretty easygoing. And, yeah, and that's the way it was at Oklahoma State. You know, I was friends with everybody in the locker room. And I probably could have been 35, and they still, with my personality, I think everybody would have adapted.
Not suggesting by any means you're an old man. I am, but I mean, as far as your relationship with the other players, sometimes, yeah, you know, it does tend to be, when you get to a certain point, it's like you outgrow college, so to speak.
Right.
Once you're done with it, and you were of that age. But and the other part of it is, how do you feel NFL teams are going to look at you with regard to that aspect, and what advantage does having the exposure to pro sports already, in addition to your collegiate career, have for you?
I think you know, every team is going to be different, but from the responses I've gotten, you know, most teams don't really care about the age issue. I don't think it's an issue. I think there's more positives to it. You know, my answer is I can bring from baseball, you know, obviously maturity, learning to deal with failure, learning to deal with adversity. You know, I'm married. You know, I've got. You know, I've been a professional athlete already. You know, one time, and you know, it's a business, and you got to understand how to prepare for it. It's a job. I mean, that's what you. A lot of guys got to keep in mind is you're not going to school anymore. You're not worried about other things. You're worried about playing football, and so I understand that. I've been there, and you know, that's the nice thing I have under my wing, and.
Right.
You know, I'm extremely excited about it.
What are you going to bring to an NFL team if a team takes you on? What are they going to get out of Brandon Whedon?
Definitely the hard worker. I'm a competitive guy that will work my tail off to do whatever it takes to succeed. And you know, that's just kind of my nature. That's the way I go about business. And you know, I'm gonna do everything I can. I've won a lot of games. You know, that's the positive. I'm a winner. I consider myself a winner. And you know, it doesn't come easy. I've got good guys around me, but also I feel like it's a lot of hard work goes into it.
Is there a style wise in your game? Who is it? What does it resemble, or who do you resemble if you had to project it that way?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't thought about that. You know, you got to think about a pocket guy, a pocket passer guy that you can make all the throws. So that's tough.
Okay, but it's a pocket style, and
yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna run the zone read and run the option. That's not my style. So. Yeah, I think it's, you know, sit in the pocket, make all the throws, take a hit, move out of the pocket, you know, some nakeds and some bootlegs and throw the ball on the run. I feel like that's one of my strengths.
Outstanding. Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We wish you all the best.
You got it. Thanks for having me
on. All right. Brandon Whedon, Oklahoma State quarterback. He's quarterbacking the South team in the Senior Bowl All-Star Game on Saturday. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.